Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Lamed Ches, Chulin 38b, pagination is 76, starting from the beginning of a line, Masnisin, just below midway on the page. By way of introduction, it is possible to ruin, to passel a shechita with deviant intent. We experienced this topic in Zvachim, where a person at the time of Shechita might have a deviant intent to eat the animal at the wrong time, to sprinkle the blood at the wrong time in the wrong place, all kinds of different deviant thoughts. And at the time of Shechita, that could indeed invalidate. When it comes to Chulin, non-Beis HaMikdash animals, we're simply slaughtering it to have kosher meat. So it is also possible that at the time of a Shechita, even though the Shechita itself was totally kosher, but because of the intent of the Shochet, and we'll have to explore the intent of the owner, but the intent of the Shochet certainly could passel the animal. If, for example, he had in mind for idol worship. Also, by way of introduction, just to be aware that when it comes to chulin, we're paying attention primarily to what the person's intent at the time of shechita would be regarding the shechita that he's doing and regarding a potential zrika, sprinkling of the blood, that he might intend to do for avodah zarah at the time that he's doing the shechita. That's what he's thinking. When it comes to kodshim, there are actually four steps that we focus on. The shechita, the kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, holacha, walking the blood to the mizbeach, and zriko, or matan damim, the sprinkling of the blood. And those four steps are what we pay attention to by kodshim. Again, we're dealing in a Seches Chulin. We're dealing with the law that will be regarding the shochet of non-sacred animal meat. He's looking simply to produce kosher food, but he's having a deviant intent. The deviant intent over here would be for idol worship. So the Mishnah begins with a very likely scenario. Hashochet La'ovid kochavim, a shochet, good, reputable person in the Jewish community, is shechting an animal for a non-Jew. Non-Jew is the owner. He's hoping that it'll be accepted in the Jewish community. He'll be able to sell the meat. He wants a hechsher. So a good shochet is shechting the animal for a non-Jewish owner. Shechitas ha'ksheira, the Tanakhama holds the shechita is good, because even though we might be concerned what the intent of the owner might be, according to this opinion, but unless we hear something from him, we don't have to assume the worst. For Rabbi Eliezer posel, and Rabbi Eliezer says it's posel, says Rashi, distam machshavto la'avodas kochavim, because we're dealing with a person, not merely translating this as non-Jew, but Ovid Kochavim, an idol worshipper, a worshipper of the stars. He pays tribute. He bows. He has temples. He does things. So the Tanakhama says, you don't have to worry. Rabbi Eliezer says, that's his intent. When he sees an animal being slaughtered, he's thinking to pay tribute to something or other, and that would make it possible. Amar Rabbi Lazar says, "Afilu shachta lecha lovid kochav mechatz hakaved shala." Even if it's just part of the animal, psula, it's pasul, as we said, shestam machsheves of the kochavim laavodas kochavim, because the simple intent of an idol worshipper is for idol worship. The dissenting opinion, which is the approach that we take in halacha, is Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, "Kal v'chomer advarim." I'd like to make a kal v'chomer. Oma b'makom shemach shava poseles ba mukdashim. in the place where intent notably can passel something that's by Kodesh in the Beis HaMikdash with a regular karban. And it's so notable because it's in four different topics, and we can add perhaps in so many different ways. We know that intent can mess up the karban, even having intent to eat it at the wrong time. Ein hakol holech ala achar ha'oved. It always follows the person who's doing the act, not the owner. We follow the person who's doing the shechita. That's by Kodesh, which is strict. Makom she'ein machshava poselas b'chulin. When you have a place where generally machshava does not passel, we're talking about chulin, things that are non-sacred. Eino din shelo yehya kol olech echal ela achara shochet. Certainly, things should follow the person who's doing the act, the shochet, and not the owner. And that's indeed how it's brought in halacha, that we're not concerned with what the owner thinks or even says. In Simen Dalet Halacha Gimel, Sif Gimel, Yisrael sheshachat b'emdar shalovet kochavim, a Jew is shechting the animal of the non-Jew, a idol worshipper, afilu chishe v'ovet kochavim la'avodas kochavim kishera. Even if we know that the non-Jew was having intent for idol worship, that too is going to be kosher. The Shach explores what happens if a person actually hears the Oved Kochavim saying this. Afilu shama ha-shochet, she-Oved Kochavim chishev. Even if he hears things that indicate that the idol worshipper is having his intents, ze mechashev v'ze oved lo amrinon. One person doing the service and a different person having all kinds of intent is not going to hurt us. That's not what is binding in the halachas of shechita. The Gemara tells us, Hani Tanoi is luhu to Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Yosi. This is dependent on how we accept the ruling of Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Yosi or not. The Tanya, we learned. Amar Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Yosi, Shamati, I have heard, Shahabailim mefaglin, that it's possible for the owner to cause pigul, even though he's not doing the avoda, he can cause invalidation in a karban because of his intent. Miu, nevertheless, Tanakama Savar, the first opinion holds, Isham inei dechashiv in ilolo. If we hear that he's thinking like that, that would do us in. But if we don't know, we don't assume the worst. Stam machsheves ovei kochavim la'avodas kochavim lo amrinon. We do not say that an idol worshipper's simple intent is automatically for idol worship. Rabbi Eliezer savar afagav de lo sham inei. And Rabbi Eliezer held, even if we didn't hear anything from him, de chashiv, that he's having this bad intent, we do assume the worst, and he's having bad intent. And Rabbi Yossi came to say, as we described, even if we hear from him that he's having that bad intent, one person thinking, even if we know about it, and a different person doing the service, we do not connect them and we do not pass on such a thing. It follows whoever is doing the shechita. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.